Blog Talk Radio. Hello, everyone. This is Barbara Calvano, and welcome to the recorded podcast for this week for the Divine Messages for August 7th through the 13th, 2017. I am getting over a cold, a flu, something I've had for about 1 week. I am very sensitive to the full moon, and this particular one was pretty intense, but I still do my work, but it does, as I continue my spiritual path and growth, I am much more sensitive to the full moons. And some of you may also be experiencing that, especially the ones this year. So I'm here not doing the full 1 hour show. I will do the divine messages for the week. And just stay connected to me so you can find out when my next full hour live show will be, where you can call in and I will be giving messages, doing readings. And then look forward to September, October, where I'll be interviewing some of my friends who have published books this year. And there's quite a many. And I look forward to having them be on my show and talking about their work, and some of them doing readings with me also. So that's upcoming. And then also, if you are in the New York City area, May 20th is my Angel Circle Workshop. It is $44. It is for 2 hours. It is a healing session. We'll be doing work with crystals, flowers, angels, and journaling. It's going to be very powerful, very intimate. There will be no walk-ins available. It's only all pre-registration. And if there is not a certain number of registrations, I will not be able to hold it because I'm using a beautiful space for it. So that's all on my website at angel at bcalvanocoaching.com. So, and anything else? No, again, I'll be speaking in October at the New Life Expo in New York City on October 29th. The expo goes from 27th to 29th, and there'll be many, many speakers and vendors and exhibits that you coming up. And if you're ever interested in a personal reading with me, a session, just go to my website and you can get the information on booking a 15, 30, 45, or 60-minute in-person session with me there at my website. All right. So I was guided to share, once again, one of my favorite passages from You Can Heal Your Life by Doreen Virtue. No, no, by Louise L. Hay. Little tongue twister there. Louise Hay is a true leader and healer. And she's just helped so many people, including myself. And her book's been translated into so many different languages. And this book really is about addressing your thoughts, our thoughts. Our thoughts have the possibility of creating our whole reality. And when we can learn to watch our thoughts, be a master of our thoughts, whole new realms open up. And it's a simple procedure, just practice, and sometimes divine intervention, whether a meditation teacher or you have a spiritual awakening in a 12-step program or something happens where you, what I call, you drop to your center. And in that moment, one is changed. One is completely changed. One just has to be willing to have that happen. It could happen as you're staring at the full moon or the solar eclipse or just gazing at a leaf or a flower or your cat. It's just yearning for that oneness, a connection, being open to it and practicing on a daily basis, whatever you do to help you stay healthy and aware. That's really important. So here is the passage before I go into the weekly messages. In the infinity, where I am, all is perfect, whole, and complete. I live in harmony and balance with everyone I know. Deep at the center of my being, there is an infinite well of love. I now allow this love to flow to the surface. It fills my heart, my body, my mind, my consciousness, my very being, and radiates out from me in all directions and returns to me multiplied. The more love I use and give, the more I have to give. The supply is endless. The use of love makes me feel good. It is an expression of my inner joy. I love myself, and therefore I take loving care of my body. I lovingly feed it, nourishing foods and beverages. I lovingly groom it and dress it, and my body lovingly responds to me with vibrant health and energy. I love myself. Therefore, I provide for myself a comfortable home, one that fills all my needs and is a pleasure to be in. I fill the rooms with the vibration of love, and so that all who enter, myself included, will feel this love and be nourished by it. I love myself, therefore I work at a job I truly enjoy doing, one that uses my creative talents and abilities. Working with and for people I love and who love me, and earning a good income. I love myself, therefore I behave and think in a loving way to all people, for I know that which I give out returns to me multiplied. I only attract loving people in my world, for they are a mirror of what I am. I love myself, therefore I forgive and totally release the past and all past experiences, and I am free. I love myself, therefore I live totally in the now, experiencing each moment as good and knowing that my future is bright and joyous and secure, for I am a beloved child of the universe, and the universe lovingly takes care of me, now and forevermore. All is well in my world. You know, as you hear this, it may bring up certain feelings and emotions, and that's what it's supposed to do. And one of the practices we start learning is that we don't have to react to every emotion we have. And there are some emotions that need to come to the surface because we've been holding them back for a month, a year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, 50 years. And that can be done alone or with someone who's a professional. But it's important to express yourself. To live fully expressed is probably the best remedy for great health. You want to be able to communicate that which you need to communicate, and also to look in the world of the spiritual lightworker community. Sometimes we go into being nice, you know, in order not to talk about things that are uncomfortable. We just nice over it. We gloss over things, and that's really not going to be a contribution to you or them. It's important to be straight. It's important to be authentic. It's important to get things out in the open and clear the air, because especially if we are light workers, our energy is very, very high, and that still is like the dust on the windshield. It's just there. It does not go away by just, you know, I'll just be nice and light and love, when you really have a resentment. And one will find out that most of this stuff can be talked about so easily, cleaned up so easily. And even with those who are not light workers, that includes healers and teachers and angel card readers and whatnot, in our daily lives, communication can clear up anything. And I say anything because in my life, there have been so many things that I had held inside of me that I didn't even know was bothering me. And as I did work and I did take courses and things, what I saw was that, oh, yes, I have a resentment and anger towards this and that. Whether through journaling or speaking to someone, you can just let it all go. Absolutely all of it. You can be free. So the energy of this month is going to be an opportunity because it's going to be bringing up. It's very intense. There's a lot of possibility with it. And the possibility is to relax into it, sink into it, don't get too caught up in going online and getting kind of like freaked about portal and ascension. You don't need to do that. Just know that it's a wonderful time if you are open to growing and letting go. You're going to have memories, you're going to have sensations and feelings that are so ready to be dropped finally. So you can see the ego will probably want to fight back and say, no, we don't want to go there. We don't want to feel those feelings. But the opportunity is a powerful shift in how you experience life and how you experience being in your body. It's such an incredible time. So interesting enough, the cards that I was guided to pull for this week are from the Indigo Angel Oracle cards by Doreen and Charles Virtue, her son. And he writes a lot about the indigos. And indigo energy is any energy that's very assertive, straight, authentic, wants the world to be better, planet Earth, just has no tolerance for kind of like vagueness and wishy-washiness. It's just we've got a planet to empower, to save. We've got a job to do, and we just don't have a lot of time for dancing around things. That's the whole thing about indigo. So you can have indigo energy at any age. Before, there was a huge many that were born after the 50s or even later. No, it's later. But I was born in the 50s, and I definitely have indigo energy in myself. So something to consider. What does it give you the possibility for? Just identifying that it's a beautiful energy instead of thinking, why do I always have this thing about wanting the things to happen and happen? Well, you're probably an indigo. And then another realm would be someone who's more laid back. But as an indigo, I just don't have time. Like if I have a colleague that could look something up on the internet, I would much rather them have them do that than bother me. I really have no time for little things that someone could find themselves. So if you would know that about an indigo, we've got just big things to do. And if there are smaller things that you can get handled by yourself, do that. Please do, because we'll say things that we don't mean, but that's just part of our nature. And so here, the wonderful card for the very first card for the week is apologize. Many of us walk around with a lot of guilt or even shame. Now, the angels want us to just address, how does the word resonate for you? Apologize. We're being guided to apologize to ourselves for giving away our power, for giving away our power of who we are by criticizing ourselves, condemning ourselves, judging ourselves. That's giving away your power. You can apologize to yourself with the big S. It's just not something I'm going to do anymore, and I apologize for doing it before. You may give your power away to an authority figure, a parent, a sibling, a famous writer or teacher. You can apologize to yourself and say, I did that because I needed to learn that lesson, and know that all lessons were necessary. Otherwise, you wouldn't have done them. You always are doing your best, but you can apologize so that you can just get the brevity, the gravity of not being true to yourself. You can apologize to yourself for not following that flag when you knew that that was someone you couldn't really trust. Not in a horrible way, but not someone you probably would want to do business with, or just, you just know, but you just didn't listen. Or there may be a parent or sibling that you need to apologize to. And you can ask Gabriel to help you find the right words. You know what that is. And that apology can open the way to freedom, which is the next card. Our freedom comes so many times when we do something that's challenging. The freedom we experience when things are going great is, yeah, it's pretty great. That's free. I feel free. But boy, when we tackle something and we master that conflict, and we communicate something difficult, and then we allow ourselves to hear something, that there's such freedom. Because most of our lack of freedom is the judgment on ourselves. And that can be maddening. You could waste a whole weekend or a whole week or years being pissed off about something or someone. So we're being guided to freedom. The true freedom that's available for all of us when we allow the angels to support us to do make that communication that may be difficult for us. And it could be done in a letter or through prayer. Some of it may not have to be done with the person alive, because some of them may have moved on. And then there's freedom. And then from there, the openness and clearing. See, after you've cleared something away, that's when you can only truly create. Trying to create on top of hurt and resentment and anger is kind of like, again, icing on a mud pie. So by doing that, we have the next card, which is make a wish. What is it that you really want? You want to live an authentic life where you're fully self-expressed, where you're calling in the right energy and the people who can make a difference in your projects and enjoy life. You know, I'm experiencing a lifestyle that is so much more relaxed and easygoing than I could ever have imagined back in my 20s. And even though in my 20s, when I did modeling and I was super thin and really gorgeous, not that I'm not gorgeous anymore, but I'm not in my 20s. And I just said that so that I could just cancel, clear, delete any judgment on myself. But when it looked like on the outside that everything was fine, it sure wasn't. And today I experience, even in the midst of things happening in the world, in the government, sometimes with family, I don't experience the addiction to drama. I just don't. I experience a lot of quiet in my mind most of the time. It's quite an amazing feeling. And I've done a lot of work. I've done a lot of apologizing. I've done a lot of delivering amends to those whom I may have hurt. And also I apologize for the fact that I maybe thought I've wasted time. But know that anything that you're going through, you go through for the perfect amount of time for the lesson, and then that is it. It's complete. What's possible is to live a life of grace and ease and joy. And it's called mastery. And even with the intense energies of full moon or eclipses or the Lion's Gate or anything, you can still learn to surf these energies and just be non-reactive. So the past week, I was affected by this energy, and I had to rest the whole week. I normally like to take 3 to 4 yoga classes. No, I just did hardly anything. And rest, which is hard for me because I love to just stay on my schedule and do things, but I just rested. And today's the first day that I have some real energy come back. So know that your body will tell you what to do. Usually with these astrological configurations that people are talking about, the number one thing that you need to do is just take care of yourself. If you need to rest, rest. If you need to play, play. If you need to be active, you'll know. But always, always just know that there's nothing wrong. I even had memories of things that had happened to me that I had completely forgotten, and what I saw was that they were memories of not a great experience where I actually kind of like, let me just say, I accessed another consciousness, another realm, and I went there in order not to feel what I was feeling. And I finally saw, because I used to go back and have glimmers of this thing I would remember and go, when did that happen? Where were those people? Where was that? What state was I in? Because we moved around a lot. And what I finally got to see is that was a place I went when things were really, really not great. And it was a personal experience of some abuse. But I was able to just go there so I wouldn't go nuts. You know, our brain, our body can find a great way to save ourselves. And during this whole full moon thing, I just said, oh, okay, I got it. Remember it, experience it, and just let it go. And so that was that. So this full moon may be bringing up things, because the full moon energy will still continue for a few days. And then we got the eclipse coming up. Know that you're going to feel extra sensitive. There's nothing wrong. And you don't need to tell people about it. You don't need to whine and complain about it. What you want to do is journal. You want to find time to be alone and take care of yourself. If you can get some body work, it's excellent. If you feel active, yes, go take your exercise class and do yoga, because that's going to help your body move the energy. All right? And I'm glad I did. 1 week ago, I took this incredible Inferno Hot Pilates class, and I moved a lot of energy, and I was just able to just, all right, just rest with it. So the main thing to do is don't get dramatical, which means repeating it, commiseration and feedback from others who are feeling crappy. That kind of like feeds into the energy. If you really want to transform yourself to the next level, own what's happening. If you need to schedule a counseling session or coaching session with someone like me or your therapist or programs that you go to, a workshop, do that. Counsel with your own higher power. Learn to do that. Really learn to do that. And you will expand and grow to the next level. So the words for the week are apologize, freedom, make a wish. What do you wish for? Do you wish to finally meet your mate? Yes, this can happen this year. No kidding, in the next 3 months. Do you wish for the job that fulfills your dreams? Yes, you can have that. You can have it in the next 3 months. You're going to be guided. You're going to be guided on what to do. And you're going to be terrified because the ego is going to say, hey, it's more easy and comfortable to stay complaining. It's so much easier to stay in the state of whining, complaining, and then just keep topically soothing myself. No, you really want to radically change and shift to the next level, which is so available right now. Sometimes you're going to have to work with someone who's going to be your coach and tell you to do things that you may not want to do. But if you really want to shift from complaining all the time and suffering, it's going to take a radical shift. It definitely is going to do that. That's part of what's going to be happening at my Angel Circle workshop. We're going to be doing some healing, very deep healing with the angels, incorporating their messages, crystals, sound, and flower energy. And we're going to be journaling. And we're going to be creating the opening for the next part of your life, like no kidding. And so that's what's going to be on August 20th, right around the time of the eclipse. So yeah, that's what's up. So that's your reading for the week. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for following me on my show. If you have any questions, always feel free to contact me at my website, bcalvanocoaching.com, and also my Facebook page at the same name. I am an angel intuitive and a life coach. I've trained mostly with Doreen Virtue, and also I've taken over 30 years of seminars and workshops in the New York City area on personal development. I'm happily married 28 years and sober for 27, and I'm an advocate of animal rescue and taking care of pets, a gardener, a painter, an actor. So those are the extra things that I do. Blessings to you. Wishing you the most incredible week and month. And angel blessings. Namaste.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.